Nice win for Colorado State last night. They took down Air Force on the road, 69-53, shorthanded, man. I mean, I kind of thought they might get a win. I don't know that I thought it was going to go quite that way, especially in that second half. Joining us now, CSU Rams assistant basketball coach Ali Farokhmanesh. Coach, man, thanks so much for giving us some time. Congratulations to you guys grabbing that win. Maybe kind of a gritty W for you guys last night.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Brady. No, it definitely was. It was fun to see our guys compete the way they did. And to be honest, we've been competing all season, and it's been fun watching them come together. It's come together in different ways because it feels like we have a different lineup every single night.
Oh, my gosh, right.
You look down at the bench, and I'm yelling out random names to sub in. I'm like, oh, he's not here. All right, so I'm like, oh, that guy's not here either. All right, you go ahead and get in.
Dude, that has to be so. Again, it's frustrating. It's sports. We see it, but man, it seems like you guys have just had this revolving door of players just not getting the guys in that you thought. We knew the David Roddy situation was what it was. We knew what was happening, but then at the beginning of the season, you have your roster ready. You know who it's going to be. Then the injuries happen. Then sickness happens, and it's got to be frustrating for you guys.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I think it's frustrating for the guys. It is what it is, and no one cares. Actually, probably most people that we play against enjoy it more. And it was tough. You know, you have David, and the best thing in the world. You hope that you get to live out that situation, that you get to help someone realize their dream of making it to the NBA. But then, when someone makes that decision on June 1st, you're not really going to find a replacement because.
Sure.
Nobody wanted to sign up for David's position, knowing that there's a possibility if David comes back, well, yeah, you're not going to play. So it was hard to get someone to sign up for that originally. And you're seeing some of that in terms of the size and some of the athleticism that we're missing right now. But the guys are showing up and they're fighting every night. And it's been fun to see that no matter who we put out there, who's stepped up or the next guy that's ready to go, like, I mean, Trace Young last night plays 12 minutes and significant minutes, and he's a plus four in the plus or minus category. And I think that's a credit to him just staying ready, and he's been here for 3 years now and has never really played in a game that mattered to that magnitude. And he was ready to go and provided huge minutes for us and actually got Isaiah two breaks, one in the first half and the second half. So that was just as big as anything else. Is I asked Isaiah in the second half he needed another break, and he said yes, and I was like, okay, well, let's figure this out.
Well, that's what's got to be. Because, again, you know, when you look at rosters, especially this deep into the season, you know, you ideally, coach, and correct me if I'm wrong, you want to have a backup for everybody. You just in case you have foul trouble, guys get tired, injuries, whatever, you have a backup for every position. Tough to do that when eight guys got minutes last night.
No, it's extremely hard, and it's hard just because you don't know who's going to be there at each game to game. And it seems like every meeting we come into over the last 3 months, that something, we get some text message or some notification that this guy's sick or this guy got hurt or this guy's not feeling well or something else is going on. And we've had to adjust on the fly and kind of adjust what we're doing. I mean, in the Utah State game, we end up playing zone pretty much the entire game. And guys are playing in positions they hadn't played before. And they handled it great. Like, we were competing with them to the very end. We just didn't quite have enough to finish that one. But if you look at all the games this season, there's been two games that we really haven't been in. And New Mexico was one of them. And that's when we had Tavy and Lake were both out, and we were playing Pat at the four. Had never done that before. And then you look at the Boise State game, and they played great that game, and we didn't play as well, and that's going to happen some nights. But every other game, we've been in it or been, especially early on, we were in every single game with probably two possession games. So they've been fighting, and that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. Are they giving it their all? Are they competing? And they've been doing that, and Isaiah and John and some of the other guys have shown great leadership and really shown that ups and downs don't matter. Like, we're going to show up every day and work.
Well, and seeing John Tanjay get a nice game, what, 21 points for him last night. Both Isaiah and John, extremely efficient. They weren't taking a lot of shots, but they were just efficient last night. Joining us now, CSU assistant men's basketball coach, Coach Ali Farokmanesh. Coach, just going back, because I'm really curious. I don't know how you guys do what you do. You know, the way you recruit, you're always working. You're coaching guys. You're watching film. You're trying to build your team, but then you're constantly recruiting for the future, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years down the road. You're also re-recruiting now with the way the transfer portal is. You're trying to make sure everybody's happy. That process, knowing about, you know, David Roddy doesn't make that announcement until June. Realistically, what's that like? I mean, are you trying to find guys to replace him and then knowing that most guys are going to say, yeah, if he's still there, we're not coming. So how much of a focus do you put on that? Did you have to put your focus elsewhere? Can you walk us through some of that process? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, you're still trying to recruit that position just because, I mean, it was so 50-50, and that was the hardest part with Davis. And you don't blame David at all. It just kind of was what it was. And I don't blame those other guys, too, either, because if you're transferring somewhere, you want to go somewhere where you're going to have at least an opportunity to compete to play. And if you came here, there was a good chance you were going to compete to play against the 23rd pick in the NBA draft, so good luck.
Yeah.
So it was a hard sell to get someone to do that. And it definitely hampered us in some ways. But the process is so interesting now, especially in the spring, when you almost kind of – I mean, we had an amazing season, sixth seed, probably one of the best seasons in CSU history. And instead of in the years past where you get a chance to kind of sit back and reflect and enjoy it and kind of remember the good times of the season for the first time once it ends, you instantly go back into recruiting, like instantly. There's no time to think about it. And, I mean, we were recruiting from basically March, mid-end of March until – I mean, we had a kid on campus June 9th. So
wow.
You're recruiting the whole way through. I mean, my wife almost divorced me because we're in Disneyland, and I had to call a kid in the middle of Disneyland with my kids. So the transfer portal in the spring has definitely changed things in terms of how you go about the way you do things. But I think we're in a better situation this spring than previous years to handle that and be more prepared for it. And our administration and the community has really supported us to be able to do some more things in the spring.
You weren't taking the phone like on a roller coaster, like the phone call on a roller coaster or anything, Coach. That would have been a difficult conversation.
I avoided that one. I didn't want to get a lawsuit on my hands at the same time. I was going to get divorced and a lawsuit, so that would have been good.
Star college basketball player, coach, found on a roller coaster on the cell phone. That would have been fascinating. Man, again, you know, you guys, what I love about you guys, your coaching staff, you guys are so real. I remember, Coach, I won't say where exactly, but I saw you at a park the day after. I think it was the day after the Michigan game. And, you know, just talking to you, and you're like, dude, I was like, they don't give you any time to, like, hang out for a little bit. No, it's like you're out the door. But still, it was such a magical time for Colorado State. What you guys did last year and continuing to grow that brand, how difficult has it been for you guys, you as a coaching staff, you with your teammates, knowing, you know, the difference between February 8th last year compared to this year? They've been two totally different seasons.
Yeah, no, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say it was extremely hard. It's been great in the sense that we have great kids. And I remember when we first got here, Nico always talked about you got to find people you can lose with first, and then you'll start winning. And we have kids that fit that. And now we got to get back to what it was and get back to what we have been and what we need to be going forward. And we have that competitive advantage. We've had some misfortunes, and that's part of – I think you don't realize that until you go through a season like this, that sometimes there is a lot of luck that plays into it. Like, we got very lucky last year that we never had a significant injury or a significant illness or something that happened to derail our season. Kendall and John had the meniscus issues, but both of them only missed one game. And so we never got to that point last year, which is incredible. Usually, if you want to have a special year like we did, it kind of has to go that way. And I think that's, you appreciate those times, but now it's, now we're also realizing, like, we got to get back to what we've always have been and the competitive edge that we have always had, the competitive desire to go out there and give it everything you have. And we got to get back to that a little bit. But it's been fun noticing that change even within this group. And you forget kind of last year that we had such continuity coming back that there wasn't a lot of that teaching going on. It was kind of already instilled in them from previous years. And you had to bring Chandler along. But now we added a ton of new pieces. And sometimes it takes a while to gel those pieces together, especially when you never know which piece is going to be in from game to game either. So it's definitely been a challenge, but I've been proud of the way that our guys have handled it throughout the year.
Well, yeah, you talk about building chemistry and camaraderie and all that stuff throughout the course of the year. That's really hard to do when the lineup, I'm glad you guys are having trouble with it, because I'm always like, who's playing now? What? Who's the, okay, that guy. I'm half expecting a phone call at some point from you guys. You know, I'll give you a minute of tough defense, coach. I think I got a year of eligibility. Isaiah Stevens is such a special player, such a special guy. We get a chance to do, of course, the Isaiah Stevens show with him. I told him, man, I said, I know you know, you got a great playing career ahead of you no matter what you decide to do. I know coaching is there, but I'm serious. He's one of those guys where I'm not even joking walking away. I'm like, he could easily take my job someday. He's good at talking, too.
No, I mean, he's got a dynamic personality. That's what makes him special. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that come into your program and just have an immediate impact. Not only on the court, there's been some good players here before too, but I mean, in terms of the community and how he approaches things. And it was funny, we did a leadership thing with our players one day, and won't say who said it and whatnot, but we're going around the room and they're saying, like, who was your favorite leader? Who is the best leader you've ever been around that's impacted you in some form or fashion? And seven of the guys on our roster said Isaiah.
Wow.
And that's special, and that does not happen every day, especially from your peers. So we'll get good players in here again, obviously, but I don't know if there will be another Isaiah Stevens ever.
No, he's a special kind of guy. You had some of those. I mean, you know, over the last couple of seasons, obviously David Roddy, we've seen some very special players. And again, a testament to you guys and the work you're putting in to find these players. Coach, last one. I always love the tradition. It's actually one of my favorite sports traditions. You guys put the picture out when you go to the gas station, the convenience store, whatever, after a nice win. I mean, that win had to feel so good, shorthanded, found a way to do it, and then you ran away kind of in that second half. But you stop at the gas station there, and then everybody picks something out and goes to the photo, so all of us can just sit there and zoom in and figure out who's getting what. That's my favorite part, because then I can judge every one of you guys for that one. I'll be like, who does Skittles, man? What's going on with that?
No, it's a great tradition. I don't know when it started, but we just started doing it, and then it kind of just transformed into this whole thing about, man, what is everybody actually picking out? And now people judge your character based on what you pick out. So I'm way more selective. Before I just went with what I like. Now I'm like, now I'm going to find myself picking things I didn't even like just so I can't be judged on Twitter.
I don't have it in front of me. Who grabbed the Pennzoil, man? Somebody just grabbed some oil for the car or something? That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's super resourceful. He's one of our GAs, so he might be scrounging for some money right now. And I'm assuming he's just trying to help out. He rides with Aaron Katsuma to work some days, so maybe he's trying to help out Aaron, like, you know. It's a whole team together mantra, even after wins.
I absolutely love it. Well, I think when I had Nico on a while back, I think it was last year, he said a lot of times people will just grab stuff for the picture, even though that's not their chosen item. So to be fair, when we're judging you guys, we also have to take that into account that, you know, there's a lot of pressure, and you just go grab whatever's closest to you.
Hey, if you're in college basketball, you got to deal with pressure. So if they can't deal with the Twitter judgment, we got other issues.
What did you get, by the way?
Well, I don't have to deal with the pressure, just the kids, right?
Yeah. No,
but no,
yeah, you're good.
I got I got cheesecake, ice cream, and Sour Patch Kids. So I was on a sugar high at that point.
Hey, Sour Patch Kids.
There's an old coach I used to work with that said, like, it doesn't matter what, when it happens, how it happens, you always celebrate wins, and when you stop celebrating wins, you need to get out.
No, and I absolutely love it. Again, that's why I think you guys are such a unique group, win or lose. But that was a nice win for you guys. I know there's six, seven games left. We'll see this Rams team, you know, really bust their hump to make, you know, give yourself a good spot in the tournament. And you have all that right in front of you, too. I mean, we've seen it done. We've seen teams get hot and make runs. And that's why this time of year is always such a wild time.
No, absolutely. And I think we got the bye week right now, and I think it's coming a perfect time for our group. So hopefully we can get a couple more guys healthy and kind of rejuvenate and get some rest for Isaiah and John, and then get ready to go and get ready for Boise State on the 15th and then get ready for the conference tournament after that. But they're excited, and that's the best part about this. Sometimes you lose four or five games and you lose that excitement and joy for what you're doing, and they definitely have that back, and we never lost that completely. And that's what I'm most proud of. And I know they're excited to get back on the 15th for that Boise State game too.
Yeah, no question about it. I'll be looking forward to it, Coach. Always appreciate you guys. Your coaching staff, your group over there, one of my favorites for sure. Let's catch up again, man. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be following you the rest of the way, and we just wish you best of luck, my friend.
Sounds good, Brady. Thank you again, man.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Ali Farokhmanesh, CSU men's assistant basketball coach. Great dude. I love it, basketball specifically, because it does seem like coaches will give you a lot more. You know, good or bad, coaches will just open up and kind of tell you like it is. And it's just, it's been frustrating. No question. This team has a different lineup each and every night. Guys that I didn't see at the beginning are now getting a lot of playing time, which is good and bad for the future. You want some of these guys that might be a part of your crew next year getting some of those meaningful minutes. But last night was a good win. CSU is just kind of, I'll steal the Jay Norvell term, like a gritty. They're kind of gritty. They're not getting blown out. They're staying in games. They're staying in touch. Can they make a run? Do they have a shot of making a run? That will be the big question for them going forward. We'll see. I mean, Isaiah Stevens is that special of a player where he could come up and do some special things, and maybe this team rallies around him. Seeing John Tonjay get going, too. I mean, that guy's a good player. He just hasn't found his touch consistently this year, so I still think he can make a run as well. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll jump out, take a short break. Let's talk about the GOAT. Let's talk about the greatest of all time when it comes to basketball. And how far away is Nikola Jokic from starting to get into those conversations, those stat conversations, too, as far as, you know, most points, most assists, most rebounds? How many more years would he have to go? We'll talk about that next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.